It's the one and only Africa Allah and the B-Team DJs by Playmask Dr. Day. You're familiar.
You are now rocking out with the one and only Africa Allah. You're tuned in to Being Africa Allah right here on Discover Music Channel by Playmask Dr. Day. Today, we are continuing our celebration as hip-hop celebrates its golden
anniversary, baby. That's right.
And in the background, of course, you know I got my dude.
The one and only Fissa Whistle Vibes, a.k.a. Cool V. Y'all already know what it is, man. Come catch that vibe, man, because it's a vibe, y'all. Let's get popping.
You know what? I figured that as we recognize and pay homage to hip-hop culture, we definitely have to pay homage to those that have fallen. Rest in power to
so many, too many
MCs and artists that have died over the course of the last 50 years of hip-hop. I mean, we got 50 years of hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, we got a lot of people that have passed. But we're going to start from the most recent and work our way backwards, if time permits. But one of the things that I want to do is make sure that we address
not the causes.
Not only the causes, but, you know, their impact on the culture.
The culture, yeah.
You know, a lot of the times, we are the sum of the things that we do, and which is so sad that if you die, people remember you, remember your death, and they don't remember your life.
Of course.
And so I want to take this.
Biggie said it best: "You're nobody till somebody kills you."
So many people.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Right. So many people have passed as a result of gun violence and suicide.
Oh my God. You know what I just noticed? Mm-hmm. I cannot believe it. Wow. My man passed and he's one of the newest people on the list. Kaiser Sosa. Rest in peace, dude. Wow. That's surreal. It's just like, it seems like every time you turn around, you're losing one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wow.
So, wow. Without any further ado, let's get into it. And you know, I think that we all know people like Takeoff, Hurricane G, Coolio, DMX, those people that have been monumental to the hip hop culture,
mainstream. And, but there's right. been a lot of other people who died along who was honorable mentions who also paid homage and actually made a major impact as well, who may not be just as famous, you know what I'm saying, but famous in their hood, you know what
right.
I mean. So that part, like, it's just like I was just saying just now when I just looked on here and on the list and I saw my boy Kaiser Sosa, you know, from Massachusetts. Big shout out to Massachusetts and everybody out there. And me and Kaiser did so much work. Big shout out to my main man DJ Fathom, who actually introduced me to him when we was working with Tap Wire Magazine, as well as Exposed and a few other publications. But, you know, he was a dope MC, and it's crazy because every time you turn around, you know, we just got through having our boy who just passed, who was one of the most iconic groups and hip-hop, legendary. There would be no Tribe Called Quest. There wouldn't be a lot of other cats without following these guys. And that's my man, True Boy the Dove from De La Soul. So I think that is the most recent one, like, that everybody knew worldwide, because De La Soul had such an impact on the culture. From the way people rhyme to the way people dress. They were actually the nerd culture. They were the guys that actually made it cool to you be
cool,
you.
Right. It's cool to be cool.
Yeah, to be you. Everybody else beforehand had the MC Starter kit, was the big Dookie gold chain. You know, they had the different haircut, the Kango cat, you know, the Cazelles. And that was the hip-hop starter kit back in, you know, the early 90s, late 80s. And they came on the scene with a song that described individualism was me, myself, and I. And then they came with the whole Daisy movement. So they was like, listen, it's okay to be a nerd. It's okay to go to school. It's okay to learn. It's okay to read books. You don't have to be a thug. And it's okay to dress normal. So big shout out to them. And they did so, so much, introduced so many people. Wouldn't be a lot of people. Matter of fact, my cousin Keisha, indeed, they gave her shot. Big shout out to my cousin Indeed, who's on, you know, De La Soul, a few tracks from them too, you know, and they just did it with so many people. I mean, they was part of, you know, what's the name of the squad? You know what I'm talking about? The Native Tongues.
Native Tongues.
They was the forefathers of the Native Tongue besides the Jungle Brothers. Jungle Brothers was actually the first, but then they brought them in. Jungle Brothers is the one who introduced, you know, Prince Paul, you know, was the one who introduced De La Soul to the world. So shout out to all of them, man. You know, it's just, it's a sad day when they left, because I can't lie, I was expecting so much from them. And the good thing is, you know, he didn't die of violent death. This wasn't nobody got shot. He died of natural causes. And, you know, which was one of the topics we talked about was health. Because a lot of, you know, our MCs, our artists, don't have great insurance packs. They don't have a backup plan. They don't have a plan B. So, you know, that's why a lot of their health go ignored, and they have to deal with so much because, you know, labels don't have that. They didn't have that for them. There's no health care plan for a lot of these cats.
They didn't. They don't. Let's just be real. They don't.
Well, you know, listen, I'm saying that because the reason why I'm saying it is nowadays as an independent business, you can't buy it with that amount of money. But the point is, you shouldn't have to, because you're performing. You signed to a label. The label should have that, because they daggone sure got an insurance policy for you. So why they ain't got insurance?
Right.
So, you know, that part. But I'm not saying anything. I know Tommy Boy took good care of them because they did a lot. But then there was a lot with the label, too, because at the end, they end up leaving Tommy Boy, too. So, you know, there's politics and all of that. I don't know the behind the scenes. I don't want to talk about it, but I know that they left.
Everybody that I know that was signed to Tommy Boy either never came out or didn't get treated well. I mean, up until recently, you know, right, I think a week after his death, they finally got their rights to their music and was able to stream and all of that other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they was, because you have a lot, it goes back to that conversation we had before about the industry, where you have a lot of corporate cats, and I'm not going to get into it. We already know, Tommy Boy, y'all know I worked, got interned for y'all years ago. It's a lot of politics there, and it's a lot of people who are partners or owners of labels who have nothing to do with the music industry. So they have nothing. So the artist's best interest is not at hand.
Right. Now, speaking about artists and best interests, Gangsta Boo passed January 1st, 2023.
That was another hard one, sis, because you know one thing I love about her? She was such a real soul. I want people to understand that Gangsta Boo was down to earth. She was loving. She went through a lot of stuff herself, you know, and she actually broke through for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people, especially for the South. She was like the South's hero. You listen to, like, matter of fact, what's her name? Glorilla says that she was one of the people that inspired her to rap, Gangsta Boo. Okay. So, you know, she paved the way for a lot of the young girls who was on that frequency. But what I loved about Gangsta Boo is that she always told a message. She kept it real. And she also fought for a lot of, you know, women in the South to get, you know, to get their voice heard, to, you know, to be out there. And she was, like I said again, when I say a real person, man, I met her once and it resonated with it. It never left. She was so sweet. I mean, you know, came get me a hug, came talk to me. And for those who don't know who Gangsta Boo is, she's the legendary and the only female of 3-6 Mafia. So she is one of the first, she is the first lady of crump music. So they brought in that whole era of crump, and, you know, I mean, it's just hurtful because she was so sweet, and I didn't see that coming.
Well, she died at 43, and she died of a drug overdose.
Yeah.
So clearly there was something else going on with her. A lot of times we see people and they're suffering in silence. And
depression, baby. Mental depression.
Exactly.
It's a lot of anxiety. You know, but it's a lot of anxiety and depression. I ain't gonna talk about that. It's just, when you say that, that strike a nerve with me, boo, because... Africa, even us, behind the scenes, we talk about how much anxiety is going on in this music business. People don't know the politics. They don't know how you work, you know, how you put blood, sweat, and tears into this thing, and you help out so many. And sometimes, you know, there's so much politics and politics in it that it overwhelms you. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of us, I mean, just the fact that we're still here speaks volumes. because this right. is not for the this is not for the weak. This is not for the timid. Anybody that has been in this game past 10 years, I salute you, because this is a rotating door. You know what I mean? The game, right. the game don't love nobody.
Right. Another artist that passed away due to a drug overdose is Big Scar out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, that was another one too. He had a lot of he was another one that projected for the South. The South really loved him. He had a whole lot of, you know, love. And you know what the funny thing is, you just said we can't forget about DCG Drama for LA. He was big for the West Coast. He, you know, he was underground just like Big Scar. And it's a lot of these people that, you know, we're probably gonna miss a whole gang of people that we have no idea because,
well, we have a list and we're
but some of these people up. Yeah, I mean we can say it out, but I'll be honest with you, some of these people I have no clue of. Like right. I'll tell you, I'm just being honest with you. Though, like for real, like people some people stand on, like for example, you cannot say hip hop without seeing Granddaddy IU. Granddaddy right. IU was iconic, man, because he was, you know, what's the crew with Morley Moore, MC Shan, you know the crew. Oh my God. And big shout out to Morley Moore, MC Shan. Is it Juice Crew? Is that Juice Crew?
Yes, Juice Crew.
So big shout out to the Juice Crew. Big shout out to my main man, Big Sir. Shout out to Morley Moore. Shout out to, you know, Big Daddy Kane. Shout out to Granddaddy IU, Biz Markie, which is another one, because it's crazy because they're losing
hold on,
so
hold on,
many.
Hold on. Because we got to say the dates and the age.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, but when you said Juice Crew, you know what I'm saying? It just, you know, how it naturally flows off the tongue because it's Juice Crew and you can't say, you know, right. Morley, you know, Grant, because what people don't know about Granddaddy IU, did y'all know that Roxanne Shine, the Big Mama, the one of Roxanne Shante's biggest hits where she dissed all the females in the crew, Big Granddaddy IU wrote that.
All right.
So he was the pen. He was the illest lyricist in that pen game with Battle that people don't even realize. And he also wrote for a lot of other famous MCs. I'm not going to go into it, but he's been in the game for years killing it. And for those who don't know, he came in with that something new. What a granddaddy. Ah, man, he was killing it. Then, you know what I'm saying? And then he came in with that Sugar Free. He was the first one before... you know, that Sugar Free. He, you know, before, you know how AZ did Sugar Hill?
Yeah.
Sugar Free had, he did the first one. He did Sugar Free, and that was the first one. And then AZ did Sugar Hill.
Okay. So Granddaddy IU died December 13th, 2022. He was 54 years old, and he died of natural causes.
It goes back, but I'm going to tell you something. And I can say this because I knew Granddaddy IU. Granddaddy IU was cool, but again, he should have had better insurance and better love and better coverage. He was not protected by his company. You know what I'm saying? So he was hustling because he's a hustler, so he knows how to get money. But, you know, for him to be the legend that he was, there's no way that he should have died that fast and that soon. No way.
Now, you know what I did? I forgot the Sooty Rocket passed. I forgot Sooty Rocket passed. And that's an ATL artist, I remember.
Yeah, I heard of her. She made a lot of buzz locally. Him. I heard of him. He made it. Forgive me, bro. But rest in peace. But I heard of him because he made a lot of buzz locally. You know, so if you're in the ATL and you're in the South, you know who he is.
And like I said, there's so many artists that passed, but to get into the people that we know and love, of course, you said Biz Markie passed, and he passed of natural
complications from coronavirus. He was real sick, went to a coma, came out.
Right.
We thought he was going to live. He didn't. It was weird because I was talking to my man, Big Surge, and Surge was in the hospital with him at the same time. And everybody thought he was doing well for that week. Everybody was hopeful. And then just like that, it was gone. You know, the next thing you know. So you just, time waits for no one. You know what I mean? And that's the same, another person we lost from, you know, the same thing that was crazy because she had complications was Hurricane G. And her, she had lung cancer. Yeah, but listen, it was through complications too. She died during the coronavirus. So you see what I'm saying? So people don't want to talk about that. They're like, just regular. No, I mean, you have to add that on to it. You know what I mean? But that's a whole nother story, a whole nother show.
And of course, you know, November 1st, 2022, 28-year-old Takeoff from the Migos died from a stray bullet after an argument broke out over a dice game.
Yeah, and there's so much politics in that one. The crazy part is that that crew, it was, you know, as everybody know, one of the Godfathers and the head of Rap-A-Lot Records' son. He was with his son. I forget the guy's name. Anyway, he was with his son. And, you know, it's just sad because there's no way he should have been able to get touched. As a promoter and as a former promoter and a still promoter, you know, here, and you know, as a promoter, there's no way that could happen on our watch without you knowing. There's no possible way. First of all, like if you went to any event, you notice there'll be like 10 or 20 bodyguards for somebody of his stature. We're not talking a regular smaggler artist. We're talking about a triple platinum, you know, Grammy award selling artist and the biggest trap group of all time. You know what I'm saying? There's no possible way that should have happened. That's why so many people was angry, because we know as people, like, how could this person just have be next to him with a gun that easy? And how could somebody get to him that easy? You know, there's so many conspiracies. I've heard so many stories. There's so many versions.
It sounds like a setup.
To me, it's a setup too, because clearly, you know, this is my thing. And was it J. Prince Jr.? That was his name. And I don't know the brother. You know, I don't have negative to say, but it just, every time I hear his name, I'm hearing people having issues. You know, first it was the dude who was a jeweler to hang with him. Same thing happened to him. It was another rapper. They saying a few other rappers that have issues behind that same guy. So, you know, and his father's a stand-up guy. I know his father. His father's mad cool. You know, he was always, you know, a real dude. But his son is doing so much, he's putting his father in a bad light. You know what I'm saying? Where,
so let me tell you, children, though, you can build your name and do what you need to do and have a reputation that's impeccable. And
your son or your daughter will knock it right out.
Yeah, your children are not. They're living in your shadow, so they feel like they have something to prove.
And see, that was the crazy part. And this is the reason why people feel it, because, you know, he's doing a lot of gangster stuff, but he didn't grow up gangster, a lot of people. You know what I mean? You know, you only your father put in that work. You know what I'm saying? People didn't know you for putting the work. We don't know you for putting the work in the streets. So we know your father put in the work. And then at the end of the day, it's no shade in that. Because my thing is this, you know, I grew up that way. You know, just for example, you know, I grew up around a whole lot. You know, I mean, I seen a lot, you know. Rest in peace to a few of my people. And, you know, big shout out, you know, if he's listening, to my uncle. You know, he's in Damien Prophet in jail right now. And, you know, my other uncle ran with Sly Green. It's a lot. I've seen a lot, heard a lot, boom. And I'm not saying that to add any slice to me, because that means nothing. Most people who grew up in the streets, we run from the streets. We don't run to the streets. We know what's happening. We know what that brings. We know we've seen too many people die. We've seen our family go through so many struggles. So that's the last thing we're looking for. That's the last thing we're saying, hey, you know, let's push this out. Let's glorify that. And then the thing about it is, it's just so much. Now, this ain't about him. This is about just for this new generation. This new generation is gravitating to who got mothers as doctors and lawyers and fathers as dentists, and you out on the street hustling for what? Why? I don't get it. Well, I'm trying to understand what is the fascination of that, because you see that a lot now, and that's a new thing. We need to do a topic about that, because that's really we got to do a show about that, Africa, because that's a new thing. Even you see, even, you know, a lot of these white kids, this filthy rich parents is filthy rich. And they out trying to do this nonsense.
They want to do hood ratchet.
And they want to be ratchet. Yeah, they want to do hood. Yeah, it's like that cartoon. Remember that little boy who was driving his grandmother's car? Yeah. And they start saying, well, I just want to do hood ratchet. Me and my friends doing hood ratchet. So, yeah, that's what it reminds me of. It really do.
Well, you know, also resting in the gangster's paradise is Coolio. He died.
That hurt.
September 29th, 2022, at the age of 59, from a drug overdose. as well.
And it goes back to what you just said, drug overdose as well. That's just so sad.
Right.
I mean, and the thing about it was, Julio opened up so many doors for a lot of people in Cali. And what I want to say, shout out to him, he was such a humble dude. I interviewed him once, and his personality, his charisma is just so cool that, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how it's just certain people you meet one time and they leave that impression, you know? And it's another person that's in Cali. We're going to go to get down to that. We'll probably hit him shortly, but it was just people like that you meet that have authentic passion and love for their hood and love for the community. That's why he wrote that song Gangsta's Paradise. That opened up a lot of, because a lot of people didn't know what a lot of gangsters went through. And, you know, and it was based off of a true story of a teacher who was in LA, you know, who was, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer played the role of that teacher who actually, you know, had to deal with a lot of gang violence and stuff. It was kind of like LA's version of Lean On Me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Same thing, same concept, same storyline. But, you know, what made it dope was before then, people didn't understand, like, you know, that song Gangster's Paradise gave you the mindset of, you know, of those kids that's in that life. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was showing you that a lot of these people don't want to be in it. It goes back to what we just was talking about. You don't want to be into it, but a lot of times you're born into it. Sometimes life puts you in it, but then again, as you get older, you have choices.
Right, and you have choices, you know.
Not when you're young all the time, though. That's the difference.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I can tell you, I've been in those positions, and I hustled because I had to, not because I wanted to.
Likewise.
And as I got older, like, I made a conscious decision to educate myself so that I wouldn't have to go through, I wouldn't have to hustle.
Well, you hustle
thing.
For survival. That was the difference.
Right.
We was hustling for a plate, a warm bed, food,
right.
You know, our light bills, our gas bill being fed, and food on our table. It wasn't because I wanted to get the newest pair of Jordans. That's the difference
right. Nowadays.
And it's glorified. And nowadays, that's why I do not like this culture, this misogynistic culture that we're pushing in, where these women are, you know, super hypersexualized. Buy me this and buy me this, because guess what? A lot of these kids don't have the education for that. So what do? Run to the streets to impress for these girls. And these same girls that got them buying Gucci, Prada, Fendi bags, you know, will leave you when you in jail, you know, or, you know, or be banging your man as soon as you go. So... yeah, you know, my man Chris said it best. These hoes ain't loyal. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's sad because that's what our culture is perpetuating. But we talked about that earlier also.
Right.
It's designed. That music is designed to keep killing our brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Putting
our brothers in the system. Because either way, A, either the labels get paid off you, or B, the prisons get paid off you. Either way, it's a losing battle.
And if you look at the reoccurring trend in these things, it's either homicide or drug overdose.
Or suicide.
Right.
And speaking of which, you know, we can't forget about one of the guys. He was a rapper, but he's also was in the biggest boy group, my boy Aaron Carter. And what I love about Aaron Carter, you remember he was in I think it was the Backstreet Boys. If it was, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Oh,
I think it was NSYNC.
NSYNC.
But this is the thing, he was in NSYNC. But this is the crazy part about it was, they wanted him for a long time. First of all, he wouldn't turn on Michael Jackson, so salute for him, because when they tried to criminalize Michael Jackson, did you know he was one of the first people they was trying to investigate?
Yeah, I remember.
Because him and Mike was close, and Fez was knocking down his door, and he stood up for Mike. He was like, nah, you know, not on my watch. Mike didn't do it. And then another thing he also stood up for, this is what people don't know too, he also stood up for Britney Spears and a lot of kids that was being, being targeted and being victims of rape from
and
Disney.
He wasn't a boy band. He was the brother of somebody from a boy band.
Yes. But he was a brother of the guy from NSYNC. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But my point is, I knew he was in one. But he was his own. He was an individual artist.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was his own artist.
And he was a rapper and a singer. But he was a singer, you know, to rap because he loved the rap culture. But the thing that I loved about him was, he had no shame. He actually was transparent. He told you everything that was happening behind the Disney stuff, what they was doing to these young kids in Hollywood. And he also talked about suicide, and he was telling people, like, you know, he don't want to be on these drugs. He's trying to change. He want to do better. He want to get his life better. He had a problem, and he was bringing a lot of attention to it. And it's so funny how every time you see these people who talk about it and bring attention to it, end up dying.
Well, he died from a drug overdose.
Yeah, but that's what I'm. but listen, but they're saying drug overdose. You know. The stories is it could be a little something, you know, with the suicide. They claim a drug overdose / suicide stuff, but it might have been. I was just about to go there because it's the same thing. If you notice, there's a trend. What these kids is just going out like that, you know. What was that other guy? Oh my God, the young white rapper we just talked about in the last show, Africa.
We're going to get to him in the future.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So, PNB Rock died September 12th. That's my birthday. Okay. September 12th, 2022, at the age of 30. He was fatally shot and killed during a robbery at L.A. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle.
And that's so horrible. You know, I'm going to say this to you guys, and this is one thing only because I have to say this. For you guys out here and females, stop posting your pics where you're at. They're killing that. You're basically putting a target on your back. When you're making that much money, you're flashing cash on it. Just a lot of people are hungry, and a lot of people do not like your success. So if you're somewhere, whatever, post it after you leave. Stop posting your pictures where you're at.
You don't even have to be
a celebrity. This is you, period. If you,
like,
if you
just
anybody.
In general.
Yeah.
You know, when Foursquare came out, I remember I had a girlfriend. She used to post every time we went out. And we were out at a bowling alley, and she posted her location on Foursquare. And we were met at the door by her jealous ex that was stalking her.
Wow.
And it turned into an altercation. And from that moment, I was like, GPS on my, I don't want no GPS on my status, none of that. And if I post, I'm posting after I leave.
Facts.
Or a couple of days later, because you're not rolling up on me, and I know I got crazy people out there. It's a couple of them.
I mean, it's not even just for that. You got people forget that before you got fame, you never know what beef or what street cred these cats did before they got fame. So your past will come to hunt you. So like I said again, you know, it's best to keep your business low. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That just makes it, and then. Moving to the next one, I'll tell you this. Big shout out, because this is not, it's, even though people see it and it's in a rap thing, he's not a rapper, but my boy DJ K Slay. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Justo K Slay. So important.
He's rap adjacent.
Yeah, he's definitely, because both of them was important to the DJ culture, okay?
Right.
DJ K Slay is actually the original Drama King. Everybody talking about some DJ Drama. No, Drama came after K Slay. He's the original Drama King. From New York. He's the original one that started, you know, had the beef battles, and he's actually the one who discovered Papoose. There would be no Papoose if it wasn't for K-State. There wouldn't be a lot of people. Matter of fact, on the last, you know, you can just look him up, and he got like 100, like 50 MCs on the track, and he got one with 100 MCs on the track, and then the other one, he did the song with Living Legends, where Latifah's on the track and a bunch of other cats, Busta and everything. So my point is, K Slay is just, he was just that dude, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he not only helped out the culture so far as for the MC and the art, but he also gave a lot of young women connections because he had that, the model magazine, you know what I'm saying, that he used to put out, you know? And matter of fact, my girl Aisha is here from Virginia, was really close to K, you know what I'm saying? They did a lot. My girl Buffy the Body did a lot with K, Elk the Stallion, because so a lot of my peoples, I know a lot of the models that worked with him. He always showed love to the models. He always showed love to the upcoming MCs. You know, that was hot.
Right.
I won't say every MC, because if you wasn't hot, you wasn't getting on the K Slay tape, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's from the old school where we actually went through, we had the dope mixtapes and the DVD mixtapes and all that, so big shout out to K Slay. And also, you know, this is not new, but rest in peace to my man. I'm always going to rep you to join you, my man Justo Phazen from the Mixtape Awards. You know, because he's the one who started the whole DJ Awards show. There would not be K-Slay, Clue, Tony Touch, Juice, Doo-Wop. None of these cats would have gotten the status. What happened with Justo, the reason why it's so important, and I'm going to say this, Africa, is because Justo, there was
show,
a time.
Go ahead.
You know, listen, that's my brother, so I'm going to rep him. I told you, know I am. Justo created, you know, the first award show. You know, people don't understand. It would be no Black Moon, Duck Down, a lot of people. There would be no Nervous Records Hip Hop if it wasn't for Justo. So my whole point with Justo was, there was a time where MC Hammer and all the people came in. It was the dancers. They were trying to get rid of DJs. And so when they were doing touring, they had DAT tapes. And they wanted to just have dancers and DAT tapes. The labels was trying to mandate this. And Justo was fighting for the DJs because the label was like, well, they're not really marketable. What do the DJ do? And Justo was like, the DJ do everything. So Justo created the DJ award show to make DJs marketable. And hence then, after that, we became in videos. They became, you see all these other DJs, what, you know, Khaled, all of them. None of them would, drama, none of them would be doing what they're doing now if it wasn't for Justo. So we got to give him applause for keeping DJs in the game. Say less.
Right. Now, you know what? I didn't realize that Lil Keita died. I know he's a part of YSL.
LB, and, yeah. Yeah,
Young Thugs people.
Young Thugs
but,
people, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he had died. He passed away due to liver failure in 2022. And again, you know,
COVID. I don't want to say nothing, but I'm just saying, like, COVID.
Like, you know, a lot of times we take a lot of things for granted, and we have to be very mindful of the things that we consume, whether it is recreational or prescribed by these pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, you know what you said, Africa, that the thing people need to understand, just people start listening to the disclaimer, man. It tells you right then and there. I mean, they'll say, hey, take Aquadin for a headache. And they say, yeah, head may blow up, eyes may explode, teeth may fall out, left leg be paralyzed. Like, you know, seriously, I'm taking it for one thing and everything else. So, you know, people start doing your research. And the only thing that's realistic is good health, eating well, and exercising. And that's the bottom line.
And I mean, there are some things that are underlying health risks. But the other part of it, like you said, if you eat well, mm-hmm. you know, if you eat well, if you take in the nutrients necessary, because every death is related to some, I mean, besides homicides. Every death or every illness is related to some
what you eat.
Vitamin deficiency. That means something is lacking in your diet, which is causing your body to react.
And sleeping. I want to tell you guys.
Oh, yes.
So sleeping is very important so your body can heal. Eating right, sleeping, and meditating. I cannot stress that, the importance of all those things, because all those things, you know, helps your mind, your body, your chakra, but that's a whole nother story. We'll have somebody else on that for that. Facts. Yeah, shout out to DJ Dimples, too. You know, she was a DJ. We were talking about that. She was a DJ in South Africa. Big shout out to her, you know, because we always talk about the U.S. people, but, you know, Africa, she was real dope in Africa. A lot of people know DJ Dimples. You know, shout out to her. And then, you know, we forgot to talk about shout out to Snooty Wild, because he's pretty big up there in Texas.
Right.
You know, yes. when you can't say Texas without saying Snooty Wild, because everybody over there know exactly who he is, too.
Yes, and Snooty Wild, I just passed this information. I think he died of a homicide as well.
Yeah, we just was talking about that, which makes it so crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like just going through seeing that, it's crazy to see. Now, and going from that, we cannot say we can't talk. We talk about that. We're gonna talk about because we just talking about health and homicide, and I'm on the borderline with this. I don't care what they say. My man Daryl Simmons, rest in peace, for the largest man in history. You know what I'm saying? He made dogs happy. DMX, you know what I'm saying? You know, because this dude, what people don't realize, that he was one of the only people that, you know, when you say battles, everybody think of the famous Nas and Jay-Z. People forget that DMX crushed Nas in the battles. It's it's on film, you know. Because when you hear Crush Jay-Z in a battle, because they had Jay-Z was part of the original concept with Unskinny Unk, and they had that fast style, and DMX just came with that flow, because DMX got that voice and that presence that you just got to listen to him. And you know, he was bigger than life. He was a philanthropist. People don't know that about him. He helped out everybody. That's why people loved him, because he would take the shirt off his back for you, literally. You know what I'm saying? I've seen him do that at a concert. People, I love you, X. And he'd take his shirt off. Like, dude, you're going to be freezing out here. Didn't care. He was really that dude. And he was such a real dude, man. X was so cool where, you know, he loved everybody. He would hug everybody, talk to everybody. And the funny thing about it was, what you see was what you got. It wasn't like there was a different X that you see him on screen and then you see him in person. He's a different. He always kept it 100. I never forget that interview he did with Hot 97. Did you see that interview when they was talking about Drake?
No, I don't recall.
Oh, okay. Well, it's funny. I'm sorry. This had to be the funniest one. Forgive me, Drake, because it's my man. Drake is cool. No shade to him, but this was funny. I never forget it. Where he was talking about Drake and the thing where they was trying, you know, Charlamagne was trying to get him to like Drake. Like, yeah, Drake is the hottest. He said, I don't like him. He said, what? He said, I don't like nothing about him. I don't like his face, the way he look, the way he talk. You know, I don't like him.
That sounds about right.
You know, when he said, I don't like his face, I mean, I was like, really, X?
I don't like his face.
But let me tell you why. X is a huge component and guy for loyalty. And the reason why he didn't like DMX, a lot of people didn't know, was that DMX didn't like Drake, was because he felt it was a little bit disrespectful for him to do a track with Aaliyah without her consent. And he knew that wouldn't be the type of thing that she would put on.
I got you.
So that was his beef.
That was what that was about.
That's what that was about. People don't know where it stemmed from, but that has a backstory. That was, you know, about, and you know, with him, he fell out with Jay-Z for similar reasons. And also because Jay-Z was blocking his album every time he came out. When Jay-Z became the head of a Def Jam and he was putting out albums, he was blocking X. And so they got into it. And X was talking, you know, you can check out the interviews. He say this all the time. He was saying the same thing about the label, how they didn't push his last album. And the crazy part was, this is what's so crazy about X. X, all his albums went platinum. Every album. You a bad. Jay-Z ain't even do that. Every album. He's went 3 and 4 times platinum. That's crazy. Right. Can we give applause for that? Can we just give applause for X? I mean, that you just don't see that. And he issued in the era of, you know, our hip-hop movies to a whole nother level. You know, with Belly, you know what I'm saying? He was a great action star. And he did several other movies. But I'm going to say Belly because everybody know him from him. Where yeah, it's like he was playing Belly. Himself.
I think he was in
Romeo Must Die. Yeah. Him and Aaliyah was in Romeo Must Die.
He's definitely been putting in work and been monumental to the hip hop culture overall. Another person that's been monumental to the hip hop culture, and we spoke about him briefly, is Markie Pass.
Oh, come on, man. He's the human beatbox.
July 16th. And he died as a result of type 2 diabetes in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, it's so crazy because he died. But when you talk about Biz Markie, he actually did so much and spawned a lot of people's careers. People don't know. He was the reason why Roxanne Shanté got signed, where she had him doing an audition and he would be, you know, beatboxing for everybody in the Stairway Hall. And, you know, that's how he got his claim to fame. They seen him, he popped up, and then he became his name. What made him so dope, what people don't realize is Biz Markie first started as a DJ.
Right.
So he's a DJ. So when people say, when he have the vapors and people say his cousin Cool V, he taught Cool V how to mix. So, yeah. So that's why it's in the song Vapors. You know, just listen to the lyrics. I don't have to say, you know, but he was known for mixing. And even in his, you know, in his later years, he went back to DJing again. Everybody knows him as an amazing DJ. You know what I'm saying? Amazing DJ, beatbox. And one thing about Biz Markie is he could kill a stage by himself. He was another one. Like X and DMX, when we talk about X, when we talk about, you know, Biz Markie, we talk about a different cadence that then, that's now, that they don't have now. You know what I'm saying? There's a different showmanship you had to have. You had to be live. You had to rip a crowd back in the days. It's not the same. The record deals are structured differently now.
Right. I was in April 22nd, 2021, 57-year-old Shock G died from an accidental overdose in Tampa, Florida.
That's another one. That's another one. He actually... There wouldn't be no Tupac if it wasn't for Shock G and Money B. You know, right. People don't realize that Digital Underground was the ones. Tupac was a backup dancer for him, and they gave him his shot on same song. Back when I was on WBNY 91.3 in upstate, I never forget. I had them came up because they was doing promo, and it was for that movie with Dan Aykroyd. I can't think of the name. It was some weird movie. It was on the soundtrack for that, and. The crazy part was they had Tupac coming with him because he was a roadie slash backup dancer, and they gave him the shot. And what they would do is, like, cause I was saying, hey, listen, I want you to know, because I used to have everybody freestyling. You know, that's the thing back in the days. You know, after, right. You remember back when we, whenever you had a hip-hop station, it was mandatory. You had to drop a freestyle. Before. That was mandatory. So when I had... but they don't have it no more. You know, nowadays it changed. They only on certain shows. But back then, you know, that was the thing. You said you was an MC. We wanted to see it. You had to prove that. So the funny part was Money B was a freestyle. Shock G, you know, because he was more the producer. He's a hype man. And he was the one, you know, for people don't know who Shock G was. He wasn't just Shock G. Everybody, if y'all don't know who he is, he's the one who's doing, he was Humpty. He was the Humpty dance, you know, the Humpty dance. And, you know, he was a Humpty. And the crazy part, what people don't know too, is the Humpty dance. Guess who created the Humpty dance? Tupac. Tupac created. Yeah,
he created.
All right,
stop what you're doing.
Cause we're about to But you know when he did the fall back, Tupac said that he was doing it like he was like Humpty Dumpty on the wall, so he's falling off. So he was making that dance. Listen, it's true. So that's what Tupac's, you know, when I interviewed him, I said that's where the Humpty dance was created from. Tupac. Tupac created the Humpty dance. And the crazy part, when we talking about Tupac or the freestyle, when they had Humpty on, Shock G on and you know, my boy Humpty, it was so crazy, and Money, they put him on. It was like, Tupac, he's gonna do the freestyle. We don't freestyle. Money spit maybe about, you know, two bars, you know what I'm saying? A few bars, two bars, and that was it. Tupac stood on the radio and freestyled for a whole hour, Africa. Nonstop. Just was like, play another one. Play another one. I was like, yo, dude, you ain't tired yet? Literally, too much snow came on. Yeah.
We ain't even get through the 20,000s yet, so let's get to it.
Yeah,
Black
no
Rob
problem.
Black Rob died April 17th.
Shout out to Mr. Woe himself.
He was 52 years old. He died of a cardiac arrest.
That goes back to the healthcare. Do you remember before he died, they was actually doing a fund me because he didn't have insurance and he needed a surgery.
Right.
So it goes back to that insurance thing we just talked about.
Prince Markie D died February 18th, 2021 at the age of 52 in Miami, Florida.
Yeah, we got to say shout out to him.
From congestive heart failure as well.
It goes back to health. And then also, for those who don't know Prince Markie D, he is part of the original team, the Fat Boys, who had the first beatboxer, you know what I'm saying? Buffy, who died of health complications as well, you know, the human beatbox. So, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Fat Boys. They was actually the first crew to make fat people, you know what I'm saying, popular back in the days. No, for real.
They were the first ones to make being fat popular.
Before Heavy D. Remember, because they came in. A Heavy D made fat people have swag. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But because before, they didn't want fat people. They wasn't marketable in the game. Just be honest. You know, you didn't see no groups like the Fat Boys. But then after the Fat Boys came in, because before they was looking for a certain textile, you know, because remember LL was the one that came in the game. You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy. They was the first people that came in overweight. And they was like, I'm fat. And they talked about it. All you can eat. fat boys. He didn't care.
Mo3 died November 11th, 2020 at
another
the age
talented
28
brother.
8 years old in Dallas, Texas. He was shot and killed in a highway altercation.
And he put it down for Texas too. He put it down for Texas. He had a lot of people that, you know, loved this guy. He was actually one of Texas' hottest upcoming stars. He was killing it. He was dope.
King Von was murdered on November 6, 2020 at the age of 26 in Atlanta, Georgia. He was killed by a fellow rapper
at the consequence of
a club in Atlanta.
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing is? It was actually not just for a club. They had ongoing beef. It was for their record labels. You feel what I'm saying? Basically, he was fighting this guy. I forget, he was from another label that actually had diss tracks going against each other. You know, because, you know, Dirk had the label and then the other guy had the label. And they both was going at each label heads. And Vaughn, you know, Vaughn was the type of person, he was a soldier. He was going to represent. So that's sometimes like keeping it real goes wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what happened. You know, he got caught lacking out there in ATL. And they did him in. And the crazy part is he was super talented. King Von was this generation's Slick Rick. He could tell a story like none other.
Do tell.
Let me tell you why. He was this generation's Slick Rick because he had a bunch of stories about how the hood works and how they would set you up, the inner dealings. He took you in the mind behind a criminal of what they did and how women set you up, how everything, how Chicago was, the grime of the streets. But I want you to watch this video when we get off this because you got to see his stuff. He really had a knack for storytelling. It hasn't been nobody since like Nas and Slick Rick, and you know what I'm saying? And X, you know, certain people have that power of storytelling. And out of this generation, he had that power. He definitely, when he told a story, you got hooked. Because I didn't know who he was until I saw the story. And I was like, I love the dude after that. I was like, and then I heard him on Funkmaster Flex. He did a joint for him. And the boy could spit. But bigger than any of that, I want to say something that's very rare that he said. He was actually trying to, he was just a person caught in that gang life, okay? And he wanted out, and he what he said was, and this he did an interview with Gilly the Kid now, and Wallow, and this is what I found so interesting. He was asking about it. It was like, you know, why, you know, Wallow was telling, you know, he's telling young boys, hey, listen, this is not the life you want to go in. I just came, got out of the Bing. You know, this is not really where it's at. And I want to see you dudes live. I want you young boys to live. One of the realest episodes I've ever seen, you know, Wallow crying about it. And it's not about him crying, but it's real tears. And anybody who's from the streets felt that. Anybody from the streets felt him. But the thing about King Von, he was so transparent that he said that we be dying out here unnecessarily because we can't talk. We don't know how to communicate.
And then, ironically, that's how he died.
That's why I had to that's my whole point of bringing it up.
Right.
See, that's why, and people, this is why Africa, you know, me and her, we have peanut butter and jelly, y'all. We mix.
And Malik B, longtime member of The Roots, was found dead at the age of 47.
Yeah, that's another sad one. What people
that
don't know
July
is that.
July 29th. 2020.
And he's the one of the, do you know he's the founder, one of the founders of the Roots?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who brought the Roots together and was actually the top lyricist from the everybody think Black Thought, but Malik was the one who was first, then it was Black Thought. You know, Black Thought was more popularized because of, you know, politics or whatever. But Malik B, if you listen to the first album of the Roots, you hear more Malik B. And, you know, then you hear Big Black Thought popping in. But both of them is, all the Roots crew is dope, but it's a sad thing because Malik B. And matter of fact, what's her name was talking about it because she was a member of the Roots. She has the thing where she talks about people all the time now. You know who I'm talking about, Africa. She's a singer.
Jaguar,
and she be exposing. Jaguar Wright. Because she's a founding member of the Roots, too. Did y'all know that?
I had no idea. I really didn't know where Jaguar Wright came from.
Yeah,
but moving right along.
Well, I had to, you know, we got to give her props because people think that she just popped up. No, she put in
work
too.
Right, right. No. I know she's been around, but I'm just saying I didn't know her origins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fifth Ward Webby died at the age of 41 from heart failure, and that was February 19th, 2020.
And Webby was big for New Orleans. We can't act like he was huge for New Orleans. So he's another icon in the New Orleans set. So if you're in New Orleans, you know who Webby is. He had a lot of the girl songs. Did you know he had a lot of the girl songs Webby popped out? So a lot of the club bangers, if it's New Orleans club bangers, he was there. So he's part of that New Orleans. Like if you go to New Orleans, you're not gonna go out without hearing a Webby song.
Wow. So the same day that Fifth Ward Webby died, the same day Pop Smoke was shot in the shower during a home invasion. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
That one hurt. Africa, it hurt because
and he was only 20 years old.
Listen, Pop Smoke was this decade's 50 Cent. He was coming. He had so much buzz and hype with him. What people don't know is Pop Smoke was the person who brought drill music, UK drill, to the US. So shout out for Pop Smoke and shout out to the UK, you know, Boy Better Know crew and all those guys over there, because what people don't realize is that UK had a music, big shout out to Jammy, UK had started a music called grind music, which transferred into drill music. And big shout out to when people think of drill music, because people get what the grind music that Pop Smoke do, because it's kind of a mixture of drill and grind. But you know, shout out to Chief Keef, who started the whole drill music. That's where the drill music comes from. When people hear the term drill, Chief Keef is the man who actually popped it, and that's the one who came in. That's the boy I don't like. So it's a different sound. It's a different sound than Pop Smoke. Pop Smoke brought in that UK drill, which is grime music. You know what I'm saying? So he was an amazing dude. Pop Smoke, he had a big future. He was about to be next. That's why so many people felt him. And you know what's so crazy about Pop Smoke? How he had so much in the culture. He was only here. He only did one album. Like King Von. I'm just saying, it's crazy when you see people like that to come in and leave such a strong mark. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Right.
Because Pop Smoke actually influenced the way people dance nowadays. Everybody's still doing his dance. You know what I'm saying? His old style. He even had the Migos changing their style up for a minute. So, you know, Quavo and Takeoff had songs with Pop Smoke.
Right.
With a host of other people.
Juice WRLD died December 8th, 2019 at the age of 21.
Yeah, that's sad.
At Advocate Christ Medical Center, Oaklawn, Illinois, from a drug
overdose. Was it a drug overdose? Yes, I said drug overdose. And you know the crazy about Juice WRLD too, sad to see him go, because he was another dope lyricist. Homeboy was one of the nicest lyricists out, you know, from this generation. Could spit on a drop of a beat and rap about anything. And he's gone. It's sad, wasted talent.
Now, Badass, and I think you had mentioned this, Badass.
West Coast.
Yeah, Badass died on November 11th, 2019 at the age of 43, and the cause are unknown. So he died in California.
Yeah, he's part of the whole, you know, Dog Pound clique.
Right.
So Badass was, you know, if you listen to Snoop's albums and, you know, and the Dog Pound and all of Death Row, you would see Badass on all their tracks. So he was part of Death Row.
At the age of 52, Mr. My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me, Bushwick Bill.
Yeah.
Died.
Oh man, that hurts.
June 9th, 2019, from cancer.
Yeah, and he was an advocate for mental health. And what people don't know, for the new generation, he was actually the world's first hip hop midget. You know, and I would say short people. I'm sorry, correction. Don't nobody coming after me. Correction. Short people. He was the first short people. He actually made them popularize. You know what I mean? And he was, everybody knew him. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was larger than life, you know, from his sound.
Right, larger than life and smaller than everybody else.
Yeah, but larger than life.
Nipsey Hussle passed away on March 31st, 2019 at the age of 33. That's the Jesus year. Oh, my. shot and killed outside his Marathon clothing store.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's sad. Yeah. Now is you said Tech N9ne is dead?
Yeah.
Are we sure on that? Are we sure this is the right Tech N9ne?
I don't know if this is our Tech N9ne.
Because I'm not sure. I see Tech N9ne, but I think there would be a lot more to say about, because Tech N9ne is such a huge, independent, huge artist. So I'm not sure. We have to double back to that one.
I don't want to check that one. I don't even want to say that one. Yeah. I'm not sure. If it's the same one. Because I had to go back and check a couple of these names to make sure.
You have to.
They got people that got the same names.
Same name as some big people that we know that came out. And when you said, and I want to go double back to Nipsey Hussle. Our big thing about Nipsey Hussle was everybody know he's big for the community, but people don't know just how much work he put in a community where he actually put his money where his mouth is and had a whole STEM building for the youth of California. So he's one of the founders of young people in tech in California. So, and he also changed the way we do marketing for mixtapes, as well as the way we do marketing for stores, for retail stores. So he was on a cutting edge on a lot of stuff and had a lot of, he was the only independent that had the biggest breaking deals as an independent. So that's what makes him such a boss.
Listen,
shout out to
when you can sell a mixtape for $100 and get people spinning. Listen.
And get Jay-Z to buy your album. Jay-Z bought 100 copies of that mixtape, the same mixtape for $100. So whenever Jay-Z buy 100 of your mixtapes, you're doing something.
Mac Miller died September 7th.
And that's who I was talking about.
And that's who I was. 26, accidental overdose of fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. Are you serious?
And that's who we were talking about. But what people don't know is that he suffered from depression, and that goes back to what we're talking about. He had a big stand in it. He was telling you about it. He was depressed, even with his, everybody knows him for his relationship with Ariana Grande. Am I saying her name?
Ariana Grande,
So he had a relationship with her, and that, you know,
Adriana
Grande. And they said it became toxic, and he never got over her, and there was a lot of stuff. So, I mean, like, you know, shout out to him, but he was another one, like, that blew up on the independent line, too, Africa. He's another one that killed the independent.
So, you know what? I had no idea that Extition was only 19.
Yes! This is why I want to tell you why he's so important. Not only was he 19, but the boy was selling out, and he changed the way people are. Like, you see all the people with the tattoos on their face? He's the one that was started with that.
He was shot and killed in a robbery after leaving a motorcycle.
And it was so sad. It's so sad because he was changing his life. That's the sad part. I'm going to tell y'all, this is why karma, y'all got to watch what you talk out. Because when he first started in, he was talking all that. But then he didn't know no better. But then he changed. Right. And he was out, you know, he was buying clothes for the kids. He was out talking to people about so much knowledge, spirituality. He was changing people, telling people to be who they are. He was telling kids, don't let nobody ever stop your dream. He went through a lot. And this is a lot of people. People say conspiracy that Drake has something to do with it, because him and Drake got into it and he called Drake out because Drake bit him. Well, I'm here to report the news. I don't make it. I'm saying because they said they got into it over it. And this is the thing, because they said, you know, it was a song, Extension came out the way he did his flow, and then Drake did the flow the same exact way, almost same words, which was crazy. And Drake is known for doing that with a lot of MCs. So... Well,
I think that in the hip hop culture, especially in hip hop culture, we have this tendency to overreach and over exaggerate and try to find correlations between things. I just want you to know, and we're going to talk about it, and we got to get to it, but we're going to talk about it. We as journalists, hip hop journalists, and people in the industry are responsible for the death of Biggie and Tupac as a result of creating correlations.
The narrative. The narrative.
That didn't really necessarily happen.
The narrative. The narrative. Now, what I was saying so far is that Drake and XXXTentacion, this is not to perpetuate a beef. I was just saying, but this is why people speculate. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That was said.
This
news, allegedly, because we don't know. We wasn't there. But
right.
I do know that they two had beef because this is not alleged. It's proof that, you know, he bit his style. I mean, there's a song, right? They got it word
right.
for word. They played it. So that happened, and because they were supposed to be on the track with Drake. Drake didn't get back to him, and, you know, this is what XXXTentacion claims. You know what I'm saying? And the next thing he claims is that he hears that song on the radio. You know what I'm saying? With Drake doing his stuff. So, because he actually was a fan of Drake. So, so that's the crazy part. But it goes back to what I was telling you about with mental
health.
Idols
become your rivals.
Yeah, but my point is, like, when you start blowing, because he blew up too fast, too soon, and he didn't realize just how talented he was. You follow what I'm saying? He's
right.
still, when I say I love about him, XXXTentacion was going out, you know, that's how he got shot, because he had no security. He didn't want to be the celebrity that
right.
he was. And this is what tells you guys, when you get to a certain point, him and PNB Rock, there's no way you should be going out by yourself anymore. When you make that much
right.
money, you're there in that state. So it's another cry, guys, when keeping it real goes wrong. Sometimes the same thing as Nipsey. All these people, what they had in common, they all loved their hood and they went by themselves and they thought they were safe back in their hood. You're not safe, because while you're wearing those 100,000, half a million chains, somebody's starving out there. And they want to catch you slipping. So,
somebody's,
you know,
that's right.
Yeah, and
that's
this ain't
right.
just for rappers. This is for anybody who want to floss and be out there, people hungry.
It's everybody. Anybody,
yeah, everybody. Anybody could get it.
Successful.
Yeah.
Right. Craig
Mack
died at the age of 47 years old from heart failure.
Yeah.
It was March 12, 2018 in Walterburg, South Carolina.
And that's a big
Craig
one. That's
Mack.
A big one.
Yes, go ahead and expound on Craig Mack.
Well, I'll expound on it real simple. Craig Mack actually is what is the founder of the founding artist who started Bad Boy. There would be no Bad Boy if it wasn't for Craig Mack. He was the first rapper on Bad Boy Records. And, you know, with Flav in Your Ear, he came and he shipped the world with that. You know, there was no way you could go that you were safe from Craig Mack. And also, he would have been that, but him and Puffy, you know, allegedly, they got into it because, you know, Craig and his manager didn't want to go the Playboy route, and Craig wanted to rap about more spirituality, more God things, because he was a deep person. He was always spiritual. If you listen to his album, he's always had
yeah.
something about God into it. So that was the thing. And Puffy wanted to be more Playboy and chill. And that's where the whole Biggie came in. And we'll talk about more today. That's because we got some more good news. Some stuff that people don't know about with Biggie.
Right.
With the whole Bad Boy.
Prodigy,
we'll talk and touch on that later.
Prodigy died at the age of 42 from complications related to sickle cell anemia.
Allegedly. the reason why we say that is because you remember he was one of the biggest conspiracy theorists, and he was calling them out on their stuff. So, allegedly, because he if you listen to Prodigy was dropping some gems. Like, he was telling it. When he got out of jail, he started telling everything. And not on people, but he on how the government works and all some of the things of what was going on behind the scenes. And he was pulling out a lot of stuff. He was talking a lot of stuff that, you know, you see people go for. So, allegedly.
Hello. Shorty Low died at 41 in a car accident on September 21st, 2016. Shorty Low was a big rapper here in the A. Shorty
Hello.
Low.
Hello. Yeah. And Shorty Low, this is what they claim, allegedly, that he's the one that's the founder that styled it. Jeezy. That's why him and Jeezy always had beef.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
both
yeah,
was
yeah,
the coolest.
Yeah.
They was the cool cats.
They were basically same
rivals.
They sounded alike.
Same style,
like,
similar styles.
Right.
Yeah, similar styles, rival. But this is the thing. Shorty Low was known They say he was more street, no. He had more street cred. He was the guy everybody knew. He was the real life, you know, hustle to the hood, from the hood type dude. And they claim
he came out talking about he the snowman.
Yeah, and that's where the whole beef came from, because Shorty Low was like, I'm really, you know, Bankhead. You know what I'm saying? I've done this. And then that's where the whole ATL beef stemmed from. Also, Spook, we cannot forget about Gangstalicious. We can't, you know, and you know, she was, Gangstalicious was going to Connecticut, U.S., shot and killed by the police. That's another one.
Oh, wow. Okay. That one is, all right.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Fight Dog died on March 22nd, 2016 at the age of 45, complications related to diabetes in Oakley, California.
When you say Fife, for those people who don't know, he's part of the legendary trio group Tribe Called Quest. And if you haven't heard about them, then you've been under a rock. And Fife was known as one of the illest lyricists, you know, from the group. You know, Tip was ill, but when Fife came, man, Fife came with that fire. So, you know, rest in peace, Fife Dog.
Trini Bad Boy, Guano.
Yeah. And that's going to be part of that other show we're going to do, you know, we are coming up, because he's definitely one of them who brought that to the field. Big shout out to Bankroll Fresh too, ATL. That's crazy, because he's big. If you're from ATL, some of these names we're talking about legendaries in their own towns. You know, Bankroll Fresh is Mr. ATL down south. Everybody knows him. He was big of that crump movement in south. You know what I mean? Movement. You know, if you ever heard of that Little John and all of them, you've heard of Bankroll Fresh. Big shout out to Big Cap. We can't forget Big Cap.
Hold on, because we have to say how he died. He was shot and killed outside of a studio after an altercation with a rapper.
And see,
you know what I mean? And that was March 4th, 2016. Big Cap died March 2nd, 2016 at the age of 45. From a heart attack.
But what we want to say,
in Milton, Georgia.
Yeah, but what we want to say about Big Cat was a DJ. So
yes,
you cats out there, I want y'all to know he was a famous DJ. So he was just like K-Slay, very big, worldwide known. Yeah. If you're a DJ, you know the names of Big Cat and K-Slay. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't know then and you're a DJ, then I suggest you go back and learn. Because both of them pay some. Huh?
He was a part of the Pit Bulls.
Yeah, well, see, but people don't listen. We know what they is.
Right.
But that's like Superman Incorporated or just a lot of people don't know these DJ crews is, unless you were born in the early 90s. You know, for these new cats, they're like, who? What? Pit Bull? You talking about the rapper Pit Bull? You know? So I just wanted to clarify to Africa, because we know, but, you know, we want to make sure the listener audience understand it is different. You know what I'm saying? Which Texas Price. Our boy Sean Price.
Yeah, Sean Price. Died August 8th, 2000.
One half of Helter Skelter.
From natural causes.
Yeah, one half of Helter Skelter. Big shout out to Duck Down Records, Drew High, you know, Buckshot, the whole Duck Down Boot Camp clique. Sean Price was a dope MC. Everybody know him for being a lyricist, just burning everybody on the mic. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he was also the Fat Five too. Yes, yes, y'all. Hip hop, yes, y'all. Yeah, come on, y'all. Yeah, yeah.
That was that's actually one of my favorite songs from that whole
thing. Me too. What are you talking about? Me too. Me too. Me too.
So, okay, we are running out of time, so let's go ahead and give all of our honorable mentions. We definitely have to mention Heavy D, who passed away.
Yeah, big time on that. ASAP Yams from the ASAP Rocky crew. So Yams, ASAP Rocky, we can't forget about him. DJ Rashid, big shout out to him, because he's another one that killed it out there. That was doing his, you know, he did his thing for a long. Of course, Mac Daddy. You know, we already talked about that. Drugs, you know, one half of the world famous duo Criss Cross, you know, had everybody wearing their pants backwards. Nobody would have been. They was a phenomenal. And actually, one of the first youngest hip hop groups to ever go, you know, platinum and do it big the way they did. We cannot forget about Tim Dog, because he's actually the one who started that whole West Coast beef. East Coast. He was one of the ones who was on the forefront with that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Tim Dog. Capital Steez, we got to send a shout out to them, because definitely Capital Steez was definitely doing big things. You know, like you said, my boy Heavy D, Nate Dogg. Come on, you can't say, you know, Heavy D in that without saying Nate Dogg, because Nate Dogg was amazing a singer and one of the biggest names in Dog Pound. If you listen to Death Row Records, you could not know not hear artists without Nate Dogg on it. And to the day, West Coast use his style. Yeah, they use his singing style. We'll be ducked in the back door. And Guru. Big shout out to Guru, because he's actually the pioneer, one of the pioneers of hip hop and jazz. Putting in one half of, you know, main MC of Gangstar. He was the MC of Gangstar, and he actually was the lead MC to spear the whole Gangstar clique. They had a whole bunch of rappers down with the Gangstar movement. But
Miss Guru, Melody.
Yeah, he was the man. Miss Melody, Apache, I need a gangster. You know, you gotta say him too. We can't say Big L. We can't do it without Big L. And speaking of, because we said we promised we're going to do that story, Big L, if everybody know Biggie's One More Chance, the beat, all that came from Big L. The whole swag, the hat, the Coogee sweater, Big L. Go watch the video featuring my girl, Miss Jones. Shout out to, MC Rock Raider, DJ Rock Raider, you know, We one of the dopest DJs on the planet back in the days. We cannot forget about Baton and J Dilla, Slum Village. Baton is actually the MC that was that came in from Detroit, which had a similar style to Q-Tip, but made his own, you know, style and voice. And J Dilla is one of the prolific producers in the game. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right. And he suffered immensely from mental health issues.
Mental depression. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Depression. MC Bree, we can't forget about MC Bree. That was, you know, and Pimp C, you know, and MC Bree was, you know, big on the West Coast. Pimp C is actually one half of, you know, the world famous, huge, I was about to say, world famous Texas group, UGK, which brings us to our boy Big Mo from Texas, too. He's another one that you know, we got to give a shout out, as well as Big Hawk from Houston. You know, that's another one that popped in. These, and of course, you know, we can't do nothing without saying Wu-Tang's old ODB. Rest in peace, you know, and we was talking about that with drug overdose. Mac Dre, shout out to Mac Dre. If you're in Cali, you know exactly who he is. And Soulja Slim, everybody knows him. And in the Fifth Ward, everybody know him. Half a Mil, you know, shout out to him. Jam Master J, of course, we, you know, as a DJ, we can't go without seeing him.
From D4.
Proof from D12. Yep, Proof. We got shout out to him. Of course, our girl Left Eye, you know, come on. That she is one of the most iconic groups in music history, TLC. You know, big shout out to E Money Bags, you know what I'm saying? Up there from Queens. You know, he did his thing out there. So crazy. DJ Screw created a whole style of mixing. There wouldn't be this slow, chopped up, you know, he's supposed to be he's the pioneer of that. You know, our boy Big Pun, who's also the pioneer of the fast rap. I can't rap the way Pun do, but Pun, one of the fastest rappers. My man, big shout out to my man, Big Freaky Ty. You know what I'm saying? And welcome home, Spick Nice. They just came back with Lost Boys, got a new album out too. Shout out to them, you know, plug. But Freaky Ty, it's on! One of the dopest hype men in the game. There was no hype man, you know, besides ODB that you would have. You know, everybody know who Notorious B.I.G. I don't think we need to even say him and Pop, because I think that the world, and him and Eazy-E. Yeah, the world knows exactly who those guys is. Everybody, we talk about them, you know, everywhere. MC Trouble, a female who was one of the rappers back in the days. She was dope. We gotta give a shout out. Trouble T-Roy, because we talked about Heavy D, but you can't say that without the boys. Heavy D and the boys. He was one half of the boys, of the dancers. And, you know, we gotta give a shout out also to one of the top cats out there, Scott LaRock. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that was the main guy from DJ from BDP. There would be no KRS-One if it wasn't for BDP and Scott LaRock.
Right, so there we have it. Rest in power to all of these. And there are so many more that we gotten the chance to touch on. And again, you can
Well, it's only an hour show. We don't have that much time to go. It's impossible to get everybody. Too many people got killed. We just did the ones that were murdered, to expound on it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To really go in depth and talk about their influences and impact on the culture. We've already gone a little over, but I want to thank each and every one of you for staying with us and tuning in and soaking up some of this energy as we get ready to celebrate hip hop's golden anniversary.
That's
on
right.
August 11th.
In Africa, you know I'm not going to let them go without saying, listen, y'all got to subscribe. Pay that fee. It ain't for free. We need the money, that money. I'm just joking with y'all. But seriously, every contribution counts. The reason why I'm saying that's because a lot of times, you know, you guys, we pay for all this content on YouTube and all the other platforms, and it's not owned or geared towards us. And I'm going to give a shameless shout out to my sister Africa, because she's always been on the cutting edge of providing a platform and an outlet, not just for artists, not just for DJs and people like myself and, you know, a lot of influencers, but, you know, just for the culture. She's truly for the culture and has a heart of gold. This is my sis. You know, I know she over there getting embarrassed, but it's not to embarrass her, but this is really because she do it for the culture and for the love. And y'all really, we got to support, you know, because what happens is, you know, when it's gone, y'all be like, oh, okay, let's not wait till she gone to give her flowers. I'm not going to wait. You know, I love you, Africa. I appreciate you. Thank you for even having me on the show and for being part of Trunk Hustlers and, you know, the whole fam for years. You know what I'm saying? So we love you. You know what I mean? And for those that know me, you know, you wouldn't hear the whistle without your boy, because it ain't official until you hear the whistle. I'm the gatekeeper for that flyness. So so if you got skills and you got something new, make sure you follow. Make sure you stay tuned and follow me at It's My Vibes, you know, on Instagram, on, you know, what is it, X now? Because it ain't Twitter
no more. On all social platforms. Let's do it like that. On all social platforms.
Follow me, the vibes. That's right.
You already know what it is. Thank you so much. Subscribe to The Vibe. We will be back next week with more as we celebrate. Right. Actually, next week we're going to be celebrating hip-hop. So, without any
further ado. Yo, and listen, stay tuned. But one thing, if y'all got anything from this, man, listen, please, guys, take care of your health, take care of your wealth, take care of yourself. And remember, people out there, that, you know, mental health is real. And also, we want to let you know, it's nothing cool about being gangster and getting shot. So, you know, guys out there, you ain't got nothing to prove for none of these people. Be you and stay true to all you do. And, you know, don't put on for your hood, because your hood is not going to put on for you. All they're going to do is put your name on the shirt when you go. And Cousin Pookie and Ray Ray is going to have some ribs at the house. We'll talk about it. And then after a week or two, you forgot. So we want y'all to live long and prosper. Stay positive about this. Stay healthy, wealthy, and stay self.